Well, good morning and welcome back to the Back in Five podcast. My name is Sean Clark and I'm the worship pastor here at Bethel Community Church. And I am joined for the first time ever in my office on the Back in Five podcast, a guy by the name of Pastor Bradley Belcher. Welcome, Brad Belcher.
Hey, thanks for having me. This is great.
It's good to have you here. So we are in a book of in the Gospel of Mark, and we've been in it ever since September. And now we kind of turn the corner and we found ourselves in chapter 9 this week. We're in chapter 9, verses 33 through 50 through the end of the chapter. And really, we talk about three really critical things. The text opens up with the disciples arguing on their way to Capernaum about who's the greatest. And so Jesus kind of catches him in that. He says, hey, what were you talking about? And really, he's trying to expose their pride. So can you talk just briefly about that encounter that Jesus had with them?
Well, the first thing to me is that is just amazing is how the Lord is so gracious to us as he calls us to account.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't just get in their face and start going after it like, you guys are so messed up, arguing with each other. He says, hey, what are you guys talking about? What's going on?
Yeah.
And this is our God as he comes to us graciously and calls us to account.
Right. So he meets us kind of where we're at, and he's going to address that pride. And he actually calls us out of that pride. And then he gives an example in John chapter 13 where he is going to serve. You know, he is going to wash the disciples' feet. So you talked a little bit about that as well.
Yeah. And the issue here ultimately is to put away this kind of pride is we have to put on humility. And he calls us through this passage to humility. You know, he simply says, you know, if anyone would be first, he must be last of all and servant of all. Mm. That's an issue of humility.
Yeah.
That's who we have to be. And then he calls, you know, this great illustration with the child where he just brings a child up, you know, with these guys. He says, you know, look, object lesson. Mm. Here's this little person, and you guys need to receive everybody around you. You need to receive each other the way that I'm receiving this child and loving on this child right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
And we don't do that with each other, do we?
Right.
We wrestle with that.
Yeah. We struggle with it. And so he meets us in that. So he meets the disciples in their arguing and he calls them out of their pride and to humility. And then he gives them that example of the child. And then the disciples are keeping tripping, you know, they keep tripping over their own 2 feet, it seems like here, because then they see somebody doing ministry and they want to know, should we stop this man? You know, they're kind of being competitive with this.
Yeah, John, who, you know, the disciple whom Jesus loved, perhaps, you know, the very best friend of Jesus, mm-hmm. and perhaps one of the youngest of the disciples, who, you know, has this little problem like, hey, there's these other guys doing ministry, and they're not really following us. And it's, you know, it's he's in a competitive mode, and that's where we are. We see things competitively with each other. You know, we compare job statuses. We compare, you know, our wives with each other. Mm-hmm. We compare our kids, you know, how well they're doing in school or not. And yeah. we always want to tell the awesome story our kid did or, you know, yeah. whatever. As opposed to just maybe letting things be the way they are. And here Jesus really calls us to patience
yeah.
with each other and grace with each other. He calls us to cooperation. And then, again, we go back to this idea of servanthood and humility where in verse 41, he says, you know, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ will by no means lose his reward. And this is an issue of just being servant-hearted. And this is who we should be more than anything.
Yeah, so they're stumbling over their own pride. They're stumbling over their own competitive nature. And Jesus graciously meets them and calls them to humility and to patience. And then the last thing, the last part of the passage is verses 42 through 50. And this is kind of one of those crazy passages where people get freaked out. What should I do with my eye or my arm? You know, because he's going to use hyperbole here, and he's talking about how dangerous we are to ourselves. So what is Jesus calling us to do here? He's calling us to protect, you know, ourselves kind of from ourselves. So talk briefly about that.
Yeah, and ultimately protecting each other is what needs to happen here, and that's the huge call. And with this is really a call to purity because it's when we're walking in righteousness, that's when we're the safest to each other. And ultimately to ourselves, and where we are the most God-honoring. And this is, again, this is the whole problem. We're sinful, and we desperately need Jesus to overcome our pride, our arrogance, our self-centeredness, so that we can be more others-oriented and ultimately more Christ-oriented. And when that's happening, then awesome things take place. And so the question is, what needs to go? What do we have to get rid of? To be able to love this way?
Yeah.
What do we need to cut out of our lives? And so, you know, obviously with the hyperbole, you know, should we all cut off an arm or a leg or, poke our eye out? Obviously, he's speaking over the top to really make a huge point that sin is just so terrible.
Yeah.
It's so destructive. And unfortunately, in our little minds, we so easily minimize sin's effect in our own hearts, our own minds. We don't think it's that big a deal. I can do this. It'll be okay. It won't really hurt people that deeply or that horribly. Yeah. But the reality is just the opposite. Sin is so toxic, so destructive. And we just really need to get a clue on that, so much so that we'd be really willing to remove things out of our life, even body parts, hyperbolically, to get this right, so that we can walk in purity and then therefore be safe to each other, and therefore protecting each other. I mean, this is just crazy. Better to have a millstone, hung around your neck than to cause a little one to stumble.
Yeah, yeah. And this purity is like a community project. I think often of Hebrews chapter 3, verses 12, where it says, take heart and encourage one another daily so that you're not hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. We need one another. This is kind of a community project here. So the passage opens with the disciples arguing, and the passage ends with Jesus calling them to peace.
Yeah, which is just beautiful. There's this call to preservation, that we are to be salt.
Yeah.
We are to be on fire, if you will, with saltiness is kind of the idea here. And then this beautiful call to peace, just reminding these guys, would you quit arguing?
Yeah.
Quit going after each other. And again, this whole passage and how Jesus is even approaching these guys, it's how Jesus comes alongside these guys, not at them, with how he's teaching, how he's leading, how he's guiding. It's just beautiful. And so, again, the ultimate call here is this call to peace with each other, that God might be glorified, Christ might be lifted up, the church edified. This is what we should all be about, especially those who are in Christ than all else.
So we're really excited about having you here to serve as our senior pastor. We're really excited about hearing from the Word of God again. This next week, we're going to be moving into chapter 10, verses 1 through 33, or 34. So please, read that and be ready for it. What's Jesus going to call us to here?
Well, he's going to be talking to us about marriage. And, we're just not nearly as committed to marriage as we should be in our culture. He's going to talk about parenting. And he's going to talk about what it means to leave everything, be willing to leave everything to follow Christ.
Very good. So we hope to see you out this Sunday at 9:30 or 11 a.m.
Yeah, we'll save you a place right up front, because that's where all the awesomeness is.
Perfect. Excellent. We'll see you later.